Podcast.
Hello, hello.
We have a very special treat today, huh? We have a couple of very special treats, actually.
It's an action-packed podcast. Buckle up. We've got a lot to get into, James.
Yes,
what's on tap?
Well, on tap we have some topo, but it's some special topo.
Special topo unboxing that's coming up. What else is on the show?
We also have some new water alerts that we can't even get in our country.
That's right. We have some new water alerts. We have a special segment going to be waters from Mexico.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
And how have you been?
I've been good.
What have you been up to?
How about you? Well, I've been doing a lot of stuff, and we're going to go see our second ever 4D movie. We saw 4D Shrek.
Really?
A while ago.
Is the Summer of James going well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How about you?
What's been the highlight so far of the Summer of James?
Oh wow, that's hard to choose. There's so many things that I've done. I've been to Knott's Berry Farm, I've been to Soak City, I've been
Catalina.
To Catalina Island, I've been to the Peterson Carr Museum.
Yep, yep.
It's all been great, really.
And then coming up next week, not this coming week, but the week after, what's going on?
My sleepaway camp.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks in nature.
Yeah.
That's going to be dope.
That is going to be awesome. That means you're going to have to go either 2 weeks with a solo podcast or no podcast.
I think I'll wait until you come back. Our poor listeners, they're just going to have to wait. Unless we might can one. We might do one before you go.
Maybe.
That we can release
it. If we have time.
If we have time, we could do a pre-recorded episode and then release it. Because generally, we try to do these and release them right away.
Yeah, we do. Every single episode that you listen to, that is, it's released on the day of filming.
Usually.
So.
Not every. We did some on vacation where we canned a few segments and then released it later.
Yeah, but still, the last segment was filmed the day of posting.
True. That's
so
true.
So we try to keep things, you know, up to date in our podcast episodes.
Yeah. So today we're recording this on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're going
to
go
see. And then we're going to get on our bikes.
Yeah, ride to the Spectrum and watch
F9. F9.
F9.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
No.
No? No spoiler?
Let's not tell them any spoilers.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of this franchise, but I think it's going to be awesome to see it in 4D.
Me too, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to going to my favorite cookie shop.
Ooh, honey.
Get some runes.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be delicious. Delicious, delicious.
Okay, well, let's get into our first segment here. We'll be back right after this.
All right. Yeah, so this is our limited edition Topo Chico mini box.
James, unboxing. I'm so excited for this.
Me too. This is live on Insta. Well, it's not live on Insta, but we're going to film it. It's going to be on our Insta story. So if you want to see the actual unboxing, not just hear it, then go over there. And while you're over there, give us a follow.
So I think we teased this on the last episode that Topo Chico came out with a limited edition pack, 12-pack. So let's crack this open, James. What do you got? What's that?
Let's see.
Let's take a picture of that. Let's see.
I can read that if you want.
Yeah, would you please read it?
Oh, man, this box cutter doesn't want to close. All right. Born in Anaheim, California, as the son of two Mexican immigrants from Jerez, Zacatecas, Mexico, Gustavo James has always been drawn to art. A tattoo artist by trade, when he's not in the studio, you can find him watching hockey, listening to music, taking photographs, or enjoying a refreshing Topo Chico. Oh, kind of like us.
Nice. So it's a collab with this artist from Anaheim, which is cool.
Here. Gustavo's art career has been long influenced by his Mexican roots. As a child, it was his grandparents that first introduced him to the crisp taste of Topo Chico. Gustavo is proud to intertwine the heritage of his family and the Topo Chico brand into his artwork and relishes the opportunity to collaborate on a project generations in the making.
Very cool.
Awesome.
So let's keep going with the unboxing here.
Yep. All right.
What do you got there?
Oh, this is...
Put it here so we can see.
Oh, wow. This is the Topo Chico bottle opener. Oh, wow. That thing is beautiful. Very you see cool. that?
Let's see. Nice. Wow.
That's really nice.
Cool. And open up this.
All right. And then we have the Topo Chico minis. Look how tiny those
Look
are.
Look at those, huh?
Do we have a normal bottle?
Want to compare it to a normal bottle?
Here. Look at that. That's cool. That's awesome.
Super dope.
You know what? I'm replacing this one with this one. Should I keep it here?
Yeah, you should keep it there. Now, James, I just stopped filming. So let's do one more for the Insta. Here. Bring that one down.
All right.
Let's put it back in here for a second. And we'll do a quick unbox, okay? Ready?
We'll be right back.
3, 2. All right, so that's the Topo Chico limited edition minis. What do you think of those, Jay?
Yeah, they're awesome. It's really cool to have those, you know? It's nice to have something that's limited edition from Topo Chico, and I love this bottle opener.
Yeah, and it was cool also to buy something direct from Topo Chico, not have to go to the store. They sent it straight to our house.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's that noise, James?
Is that a...
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
Okay, so we're hypocrites. This is the day after.
It's a two-day pod.
It's 4th of July now.
It's so special, we had to make it 2 days long, James.
After talking about normally how we posted on the day of recording.
So it's Independence Day today.
Yeah, it is. And it's a new water alert. As we said, we have the crystal water here, crystal purified water. We'll have the producer talk about that in a second.
You betcha.
Some other ones. Then we also have Zoe.
I want to give a big thank you and shout out to our friend Luis, who brought these waters directly from Mexico.
Yeah.
So thank you, Luis. That's great. Great content for the podcast, the special Mexico special edition Bubbles podcast today.
Thank you. Yeah. It's kind of fitting that we had the Topo Chico mini case come as well. Huh?
Yeah.
It's like a Mexican dominant episode.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about Independence Day for a minute. So what's Independence Day all about, James?
It's about the day that America gained independence by, just cutting ties with Britain completely.
Correct, yeah. Yes. That on July 4th, 1776,
yep.
The Continental Congress declared independence. And we're no longer going to be subordinate to the monarch of Britain and King George III. Independent states. And yes. How do we celebrate Independence Day?
Fireworks.
Fireworks and barbecues and just a all-around fun day.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool, actually. Where we live, we are, like, right next to the biggest fireworks show in our city.
Right. It's a big fireworks extravaganza going off.
We can literally just walk out of our house and walk maybe 20 feet and go outside and get blasted by fireworks.
Yeah. Hey, do you like fireworks, James?
Yeah.
You do? What do you like about them?
I like that they scare children and dogs.
Is that a good thing?
No.
That's what I don't like about them. I don't like that they scare dogs and pets and some people as well.
What I actually like about them is, pretty lights. They're big, pretty lights in the sky.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh, big, pretty light, make loud noise, fun. Yeah.
Big thing go boom.
Thing go boom and make lights. Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know about you, James, but I'm getting thirsty.
I'm getting excited, and you know what? I have to wait a little bit longer because our producer has to tell us about the waters because we can't read them because we don't speak Spanish fluently or read Spanish fluently. So here's our little...
So thank you to the producer for translating for us.
Here's our little producer segment for you. Goodbye.
Crystal purified water. And doesn't bring any new plastic to the world. So I guess they recycle the plastic. So it doesn't have any sugar, proteins, calories, or it does have 10 milligrams of sodium.
And it's purified water.
Yes, purified water.
And what about this one, Zoe? What does this say?
So, in this space, we decided not to write because it doesn't I don't know what it says here. No, I can't. Like they're trying to do something a bit like inspirational here. Be the best version of yourself.
Oh, cool. And what something about at the like bottom that. Here? What does it say?
Here it declaration. Says. Yeah, sugar zero, calories zero, sodium 5 milligrams, protein 5 milligrams.
Okay, yeah, we're back. These are waters that you can't find in stores in North America. So.
Well, in North America, yeah, but in Mexico.
No, I said you can't find in North America.
In the U.S.
But you can find in Mexico. So, yay.
Is it pure water or is it spring water?
This one's purified. Crystal is the purified one. This is the first one we're going to try. It is, it's in a plastic bottle. We have two very different sizes here.
Yes.
We have a 1.5 liter bottle and then a 355 milliliter bottle. So, it's very, very different sizes. They're both in plastic.
Which we don't love, but it says it's recyclable.
Yeah. So, at least that's something. Let's try this water, I guess.
Let's do it. Crack it open.
Here.
James is cracking the bottle. It's got a special cap on it.
Ugh.
Here you go.
Yes. Yes, I do.
It has a sticker on it.
Remember, we very much appreciate the people who give us waters. You know, we love that we get to try waters from new places, but we are 100% honest reviews. So if we don't like this, it makes sense because it's purified water in a plastic bottle. So,
cheers. Salut.
Oh,
how's that water, James?
I mean, it's good. It's good to it's good to quench my thirst at least. But
yeah,
it's plasticky, and you get a little bit of that plastic flavor. I mean, it's a purified water.
It's definitely purified.
It's what
yeah.
It's what happens, you know, when you put purified water in a plastic bottle. And I don't know why companies can't really wrap their heads around that.
James, I have a very important question for you.
What?
What is your bottle cap rating on Cristal Agua Purificada?
I'm gonna give it a 2 out of 10 because it's drinkable and it's recyclable. You know, but definitely not something that I would drink regularly as a treat.
I'm going to upgrade it a little bit just because of the journey that it's been on to get to our podcast here. So I'm going to give it 4. 4 out of 10 bottle caps.
Yes, I like the journey that it's taken to get to our esophagus. But, I mean...
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the water.
What's next?
Next, we have another Mexican one. It's Zoe Water Sport. So,
got like some electrolytes or something in it?
Probably.
Spring water or purified?
Hard
to say.
Yeah, it has electrolytes and it's a 9.5 pH, so I'm going to assume it's pretty purified.
Yeah.
Has
a sport bottle, plastic bottle with a sport cap, with a squirt cap.
Yeah, let's see. Let me crack this one open. It's like a lock packaging.
What's that on the side here? Is that an expiration date or something?
I think so.
Or a lock code? There, it's expiration date, 2023.
2023?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go.
Let's squeeze some of that out.
Is that enough for you?
That's good.
And then... All right.
To Mexico.
Cheers. To Mexico. And to...
Luis.
To Luis.
Yes.
And our pod listeners. Why is it's very sweet. Wow.
That water is smooth.
It is smooth. It's very smooth, but I can't get over the taste. It's plasticky and it's very sweet. It's not super plasticky. It's not super plasticky, but it is very sweet from the electrolytes. I'm not a huge fan.
What's your bottle cap rating, sir?
On this? I am a... I have to go back to the crystal here. See if I give it the same rating or higher. Let me see. This gets a 3.5 out of 10.
3.5 out of 10? I'm going to give this so water. I like it. I'm going to give it 6.5 bottle caps out of 10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Again, I like the journey it's been on to get to our esophagus. Thank you, Luis.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that concludes our Mexican waters.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Except for, of course, our favorite water. But before we get into our favorite water... We have to do one more, which I'm actually quite excited for. I just wish they didn't put it in a plastic bottle. So this is called Canada's Whistler Glacial Artesian Water. So this is glacial artesian water, as you can tell because I just read it. It is in a... What even... 1.5 liter bottle. And it is plastic, fully plastic.
Canada's Whistler Artesian Water, huh?
Yeah.
I know all about Whistler, James. Do you want to hear some about Whistler?
Sure.
Whistler is a ski resort close to Vancouver. It's about 1.5 to 2 hour drive from my hometown. So I spent a lot of time there when I was a kid, going up there for skiing and then in the summer as well. It's very beautiful.
Nice.
In fact, the 2010 Olympics, Winter Olympics, were held in Vancouver, and a lot of the events were in Whistler, the downhill skiing and lots of the snow events.
Awesome. All right, so Canada's Whistler. Let's see if I can get the cap back on it, then we can try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right.
What do you think about that water, James?
It's very smooth. It's sweet, but it's not like that artificial sweetness. It's pretty good. I get the plastic, though. I get the plastic taste. It does come through, which is quite a shame.
What's that say right there?
TDS 36 parts per million, pH 7.2 plus, fluoride ion 0 parts per million. Okay, yeah, so this is a super low TDS water.
Very low TDS.
Super low TDS.
From a glacier, so I wonder how they actually get the water from the glacier to the bottle to us.
I am not sure. I'm not the biggest fan of this water, but I don't mind it. I'm going to give this what you gave the last one. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
So I'm looking at the website now. 100% pure Canadian glacial spring water. A mountain in every bottle since 1991. Our water, Whistler Glacier Water, originates in glacier-capped mountaintops just north of Whistler, British Columbia, Canada. Our source, Whistler Water Source, is located at the base of pristine glacial outflow in the heart of BC's coastal mountain range. We've got the different sizes on here. They don't have a sparkling, but they do have a glass bottle, 750 mil.
Huh.
And they sell it on Amazon. And yeah. So you gave it 6?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this water 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
Ooh.
It's natural. It's from Whistler. It's from a glacier. I like it. Yep. Nice. I wish it wasn't in plastic.
Mm-hmm. Same here. All right. So to end it off, of course, my favorite water, one of my favorite waters, not my favorite, close contender, close, very close second, is Topo Chico.
Topo Chico.
I mean, we love Topo so much. You know,
sure do.
So this water is here like it is every episode almost, and we are going to drink some and just cap off this episode, I guess.
How about that Topo Chico collab?
Yeah, that...
The artist, James from Anaheim.
It's awesome.
I posted on our Instagram, and he liked it and shared it, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy 4th of July, James.
Happy 4th of July. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. The carbonation always hits me.
Yeah.
I never get used to it. It's always a punch in the face. It's great.
Do I even have to ask you what your bottle cap rating is?
No, you do not. 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10?
Because I think it's around the same rating I give every time. 9 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10. Because there's one water that I like better. Or there's like two waters that I like better. It's Hilden Still and Sokosani.
Sokosani, yep.
That reminds me, before you give yours, we need to get Sokosani Still.
Oh, yeah.
It exists.
Really? We have to get it. How come we haven't tried it?
It's on Amazon.
It's never been on the pod?
It's never been on the pod. It's because Amazon is the only place I ever saw that we could buy it was Amazon, and it is oddly expensive.
Really?
Yeah, like $40 for like a 24 pack or a 12 pack. I don't know which one. But maybe their website has it for cheaper.
We'll have to look at that, see if we can get some. I know we do have some sparkling Sokosani in house.
Yeah. It's going to be gone pretty soon.
We have
some
San Pellegrino in house.
Mm.
Some Perrier in house.
That's so nice to have, by the way. We wanted to say, we went to Costco and we got this 12 pack of the 750 mils of San Pellegrino, like the ones they serve in restaurants. So we'll be having, whenever we have a nice meal or something, or, like, a meal in general, really.
Yeah.
We'll have one of those, and it feels like you're in a restaurant. It's really nice.
It's really nice, right?
Without,
I like it.
Yeah, without having to pay, like, $4 for a glass of water.
You want to guess my bottle cap rating for this Topo Chico?
Yes. 10.
10 out of 10, you got it. I'm feeling generous on this Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So what's on for the rest of the day for you, James?
Well, we're going to go watch a little parade, and then we're going to go step outside of our house for once and watch fireworks explode in front of us. But it won't be terrifying because we're not dogs.
Yeah, hopefully our dogs won't be too freaked out.
We're gonna have to barricade our house. We're gonna have to shut the windows, the doors, close the blinds, all of that. Make sure that they don't hear much, because they freak out if they hear a pen drop, really.
James, if people want to get in touch with the show, how would they go about doing that?
They would go to @TheBulbousPodcast on Instagram. It also @TheBulbousPodcast on TikTok. You can also, if you're listening on Anchor, you can go to the top of your screen. There should be a little button that says voice message. And if you use it, you can send a voice message. And then we'll put that voice message on the podcast in a little segment that we'll call voice message is for the Bubbles podcast.
Oh, you know what else?
What?
We have an email.
We do.
TheBubblesPodcast@gmail.com is where you go.
Yes,
email us. Email the show.
Email the show. Talk to the show via email.
Yeah.
Mailing, but yeah.
If you email us, we will reply.
Yes, we will. Mailing, but emailing.
Emailing.
Electronic mailing. And then also, rate and review us, please. 5 stars, please. If you give us anything else other than 5 stars, or like 4.5 or 4, we'll go to your house and then pour a bottle of Topo Chico in front of you, wasting it, making you cry inside.
So, James, we should have one more show coming up next weekend, and then the show, I think, is going to take at least 1 week off and go on hiatus.
I think two.
2 weeks off while you're away at camp.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to bring my phone, so we can't do separate segments or anything like that.
Where are you going to camp?
To a place called Canyon Creek, and it is a 2-week sleepaway camp, and it is going to be very fun.
Excited?
I'm excited.
Excited for you, but I'm going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss you, too. I'm going to miss my pets as well. I'm going to miss Topo Chico.
Yep.
I can't take
And the Topo producer.
Chico. Yes, of course.
Okay, well, until next time, I'm Steve.
I am James.
And this has been...
Bubbles. Electronically mail us, please. We're lonely.